And it's time for another Valley Talk program as we are at 10:40 a.m. And we're going to talk with Rhonda Breitbaugh from Riverview Health. And, well, first of all, thanks for joining us. And how are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
So what are you here to talk about and maybe explain? We'll have you start off with explaining what exactly it is.
Yes. I am a physical therapist at Riverview. And I am coming up on 17 years of experience. Okay. And in the last few years, I've very much taken a passion into women's health and pelvic health. Okay. And so that is a program that we're looking to expand and grow and provide services for.
And I've heard a lot more about pelvic health and in that area, more, I would say, over the last year. Mm-hmm. Is that just something that I'm noticing, or is that true that that's been happening maybe more? They're talking.
Yeah. Well, the pelvic health has been part of physical therapy for many years, but it is a specialty area. Mm-hmm. It isn't something that we learn a lot about in school. It's something that we're introduced to take more training on. And maybe in this area a little bit more aware. But yes, it is kind of an area that many people really don't know about. And I think we're starting to maybe take a little bit more awareness of our just overall health and that this is an area that there is treatment for.
Again, we're talking with Riverview Health Physical Therapist Rhonda Breitbaugh. And, the pelvic floor health, is that the right word?
Yeah. You know, we kind of think about as women's health, but it is overall pelvic health because there are issues in men as well. I don't have as much training in that area, but that is definitely something that we are seeing more referrals for, and that is becoming more common that doctors and patients are just becoming aware that it is women and men that the pelvic region can impact.
Let's talk about the symptoms of pelvic floor dysfunction. And what are those?
Yeah, so I think many women and many men would notice maybe increased urgency or having to go to the bathroom more often. Women especially will notice maybe areas of like incontinence or leaking also, fecal incontinence, too, is kind of an area that goes right along with that, that can be a pelvic floor dysfunction.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you're having any of those, it might not be that you're necessarily sick. Mm-hmm. It could just be...
Yeah, it's, you know, it's always good to go in and see your doctor first, and that is what we recommend, whether it be your family practice or an OBGYN or even a urologist. You know, the other symptoms could just be maybe a lot of constipation, or maybe you're having pain in the pelvic area, or you're having to strain or push, or you're just feeling overall pressure in that area. Yes, it can mean something that needs medical attention, but if all of that gets ruled out, then pelvic health and pelvic therapy is a good place to look to.
Okay. What are maybe causes or...
Yeah, a lot of the causes, I mean, women and having to go through child, you know, pregnancy, postpartum, that childbirth, you know, a lot of times men are affected by different prostate things and cancer or cancer treatments. You know, in populations that maybe weight is an issue too, and there is more pressure in the area. And just if you've gone through years of dealing with straining, like in constipation, it can put a lot of wear and tear on the pelvic floor. You know, the other, you know, thing that can kind of be thought of is if you're having a lot of hip pain or low back pain, this is actually an area that should be looked at as far as the overall health of the pelvic floor and how that can be impacting even just general hip pain and low back pain.
And like you said, if you are having any of these symptoms, you should go talk to your doctor.
Yes, that's absolutely the first place to start, just to make sure, you know, any medical tests and things can be ruled out and have that discussion if, you know, the doctor feels that pelvic health and pelvic floor rehab would be an option for you.
And maybe it wouldn't hurt to ask if it is.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Sometimes I think that is great. We have to be our own best advocate as patients too, and asking the doctors if that is something that should be considered.
It's the old, I don't know if joke's the right word, but they say you go into the doctor and they ask you what's wrong. You say, oh, I feel good. But obviously you're there for a reason.
Yeah. And, you know, actually to maybe bridge on that, that is where I first got my interest, I think, in pelvic health is my own personal experience because I did have a traumatic birth and I had to have multiple C-sections after. And I was young and just feeling like I should not have the weakness and those sensations. And it's something that I brought up to my doctor is if, you know, pelvic floor rehab would be a good option for me, because at the time there was a pelvic floor specialist at the clinic I worked at. And sure. I will say it was an amazing experience and it was very, very helpful. So, yeah, I did ask for it.
And, how about, treatments?
Yeah, you know, the treatment really is individualized, you know, so when you come in to see me, I do a full evaluation and we do a lot of history just to get a good picture of what could be causing, because it maybe just isn't weakness, you know, maybe there is there's pain involved, or the urgency is sometimes we condition ourselves in certain ways. And so there's definitely exercises that we will do. Sometimes we do need to do some manual work just to help with any pain points. And there's a lot of retraining and just education, lifestyle modification, sometimes just little simple tweaks in our daily lives that can help us improve our overall pelvic health.
And I would assume, as you said, you know, if you get to be maybe a little overweight, that causes pressure, and just a diet can help out.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yeah, that's part of our lifestyle modifications, is just looking at, you know, nutrition management, hydration, and sometimes even just bladder irritants. Sometimes the foods we're eating can actually cause some of the, you know, with that said, we do have to live too. So I really work with every patient into what is going to work the best in their life, you know, because there's nothing going to be successful if we can't find ways that work for them.
And that's the key, is that you can say, well, this is what I want you to do, but if they just know it's probably not going to work that way, and for whatever reason, it's
is not a cookie cutter. You know, going through school, I always wanted the cookie cutter way to treat every person, but that is just not true, and we are all our own. And so I really work with each patient on an individual basis on what's going on and how we can look at helping and meet them where they're at.
So with the examination and, you know, meeting with the patient, what are some of the treatments that you can offer or can request, or not request, but,
you know, so right now I do a lot with what we call therapeutic exercise, where we will do some pelvic floor strengthening. But one thing to note is sometimes we actually just need, some down training, and we need some actual lengthening of the pelvic floor. I don't always think that we realize there needs to be some range of motion or flexibility in those muscles. Sure. So I teach patients how to recognize that. And, this is internal evaluation and examination if the patient is comfortable with that. And that is where we can look a little deeper at the health of the pelvic floor. And you can do manual work to help with trigger points that would be within the pelvic floor as well, or within the hip muscles too. So there can be some external work modalities if we need them to help with pain. And then something we call therapeutic activities, which is a big word for just that retraining, you know, looking at the education into lifestyle modifications. And so we do bladder diaries that really helps us paint a picture of what people are eating and drinking and when they're having the issues of whether it be stress or leakage or multiple visits to the bathroom in a, you know, kind of a clustered pattern. And we look at that and just, you know, the treatments will depend on what we're finding with that diary.
And if you are having bladder issues, it might not be that you have a small bladder or a shrinking bladder. It could just be, as you said, an issue in the pelvic floor.
Absolutely. And then, like I said, too, if the hip and the low back pain is associated with that, we definitely can look outside of that. And I gear a lot towards just posture and helping people move better and feel better.
Well, that's how many people are sitting hunched over at computers now, and just that alone.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, that's very interesting that you say that, because I just saw something from someone I follow that sitting is becoming the new smoking, that sitting is just really wreaking havoc on our bodies. However, you know, we can't change that. That is the jobs that we have. And so sometimes, like I said, it's just working with patients, and maybe it's a minute or two work break stretch, mm-hmm. or just, you know, a pause to do some breath work and just get yourself out of that posture and position. Just being mindful that we can't, I'm not going to tell you to quit your job. We're just going to look at how we can and fit this into your life.
Well, that's, I've some allergies, and I asked my doctor, I said, how do I fix this? And he goes, well, we've tried everything. He said, you're going to have to move. I said, can you write a prescription for that, Doc?
Yeah. Yes.
Of course, that was, well, it was half joke, half serious. It's, each area has their own things, but I see people walking. I'm like, I should start doing that. While they're at work, they'll take a break and walk.
Absolutely.
It's great for those employers to allow the employees to do that, but then I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do that. Then I forget to do it. I don't know if forget is the right word, but just you don't do it.
And yes.
It's something as simple as that could help too.
Absolutely. And sometimes, you know, the word exercise is just people have an aversion to that. They don't want to do that. So that is where pelvic health, I just really feel that it's a special area that we can just really meld it into what you're already doing and just how can we work it into your life, you know, because that's something that they're dealing with, you know, through every day.
And that's the other thing is you'll give ways to treat it, and it's up to them.
Yes. And, you know, the one thing I do encourage patients to think about is something to be patient for, because these aren't, isn't an area that is going to be fixed overnight. I mean, me myself, I went through a 12-week program, and generally, you know, that is probably the time frame I would see most patients for. Is it every day for that? No, you know, we check in once or twice a week. It is very much home program based. So I teach you and then go out and do it, and, you know, kind of coming in and seeing how we can tweak or modify what's working, what's not, for the best success. So the duration, the length of it can be longer, but the visits aren't as frequent usually.
And anybody listening, childbirth obviously wreaks a lot of havoc in the pelvic floor area, but who else maybe if they're, who should come in and, if they talk to their doctor, ask to see you, or can they just make an appointment with you?
Yeah, you know, even prenatal, you know, I will see patients in the prenatal time as well, where we can start helping the body and preparing for childbirth and maybe lessen the effects too of some of what could occur. I mean, you never know in childbirth, it's going to go how that will go. But as much as preparation, I think that you can have, I think you're going to have a lot of success postpartumly, but that is another area. And we do go up, we try to speak to all the moms after childbirth and kind of give them some tips and things they can start with in the few weeks. But then again, at your 6 weeks mark, if you know, I think we all have our own intuition too of whether or not we feel something isn't quite right. And I always encourage the women to talk to the doctors then, because the earlier that we can get in to help, the better. But with that said, we also will see women who have, you know, years postpartum or into menopause. I mean, there's definitely things that we can work with throughout every life stage of that. And right now it is primarily women, but we are looking at the men's health too. And so, you know, there are other therapists in the region who do have that training. And I would encourage you to talk to the doctor. So men, women, you know, there is also areas for children, adolescents. There's a lot out there for pelvic health, and it's all some of the training that I will get. But again, talk to your doctor, because there are a lot of trained therapists in the region who are able to help.
Is that the best thing if you are in to see your doctor, just to say, hey, could I see somebody?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, make them aware. And then again, if there is some things they need to further test before they make the referral, absolutely, we'll do that. With that said, if I'm working with you and we're not on the track of where we need to go, we can just go ahead and message the doctor and have that open line of communication, because there is a lot of help. We just have to find what's best for the patients.
That's
ultimately where it is. We want the patients to have success and quality of life.
Mm-hmm. That's the goal, and that's absolutely why you do what you do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, as far as there any exercises people can do, just whether they have issues or not, that can help them.
Actually encourage you to talk to the doctor, because I think the big thing out there is Kegels. I think that's the most common and what most people are aware of. But in my training, I've really found how sometimes it's not really a strength point that we have to get to, and sometimes over-strengthening can make symptoms worse.
Sure.
So if you have tried those things too and you aren't finding that success, another point to talk to your doctor, because it's probably time to see a pelvic floor therapist.
That's why I asked that question, just to put that out there, because some people think, oh yeah, they see it on
Google is our friend but our worst enemy at the same time. But it's okay, come to me with what you found and what you've tried, and I understand that we're in a world of information.
We are, and some of it's not always the best for you. And obviously, most people know what's good or bad information, but there's health information, as you said, there's no cookie cutter.
Right. Yep. No, there is not. And I think that is one of my favorite parts of this, is that I really get the time to understand what has happened in people's histories and what their life and what their goals are, and we can just really work one-on-one to help them achieve their goals.
And this might be a yes and no type of question, but is the challenge part of the fun? It can be,
yes,
but at the same time, it can be frustrating. Yeah.
Well, I'm a lifelong learner. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love learning. And, so when I am presented with maybe something that I haven't seen before in a patient, I learn. And then I can only help that person and then others after. So I guess that's one of my favorite parts about my job.
it's a interesting challenge. Is that safe to say?
Yeah.
Each case. Yeah.
And I don't think we will. The human body is amazing, and we are learning all the time, all of the time, and new and innovative ways, medically to help people. And
it seems like every day, if you go online, have a Yahoo email address, and they have the headlines, and it's every day there's a new headline of some study or some, the Journal of Science or something is coming out with something new that we think we figured this out. It seems like it's at least once a week.
Yeah, our bodies are an amazing machine, and I learn something new all the time about how we move and how we function. And
And if somebody thinks that has some issues, they should check with their doctor first and then ask for a referral.
Ask for a referral for pelvic health therapy, and we would love to see you.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping in. We appreciate it. Just another great service that Riverview offers. Again, we thank Riverview Health physical therapist Rhonda Breitbaugh, and you have a great week.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that is our Valley Talk program for today. And coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk with Senator Mark Johnson. We are going to talk with him later today, and we'll have that for playback. They're very busy, obviously, with the month left in the session. He's going to be on the floor this afternoon, and when he's done on the floor, we'll have some of the latest updates on what's happening at the Capitol from today. We'll have that on our Valley Talk program for tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, we'll have Alicia Burhau from Tri-Valley, and then on Thursday, we'll have Tim Finseth for Safe Routes to Schools. Tim, of course, from Warren, was a state representative as well. And then, that's through the week this week. So be listening for that on our Valley Talk program here this week. It's coming up on 11 o'clock. We'll have our world and national news. We'll also take a look at our sports. That's all going to be coming up. But right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies, and our temperature is now at 39 degrees. Visibility is down to 4 miles. There is a little bit of a fog and a mist. We do have a wind chill of 34, an east wind of 7 miles an hour. Humidity is at 93%, and the barometric pressure at 29.77 inches. It's now time for our world and national news from the Associated Press on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, FM 105.7, also in Grand Forks, East Grand Forks on 92.1. It's 11 o'clock.